Hello, I'm Steve Caldwell, and welcome to the Manager Mojo podcast, where we use our mojo to create inspired leaders who are transforming people and the world around them. Now, let's get started by recognizing someone who's doing something good. I'm so excited today to share with you that we've completed one of my major objectives, and that is we've created a membership site for you to really learn all of the things that are necessary to be a great leader, a great manager. Now, inside this post, you're going to see a link that will take you to our membership site. It's lead.managermojo.com. I want you to go there and take our survey, which asks, what type of leader are you? I know you'll have fun to understand that, and it will suggest to you what course you should begin with to really improve your leadership career. Now, don't worry, this is not a membership site like a lot of them where it's going to cost you a lot of money. You can join the site for $1. That'll give you a 14-day trial. You can look around, take one of the courses, and then it's only 10 bucks a month. I did it at that price because I want everybody to be able to get leadership and management training for the price of a couple of cups of coffee. So go check out lead.managermojo.com. I promise you, you're going to feel good.
Oh, I feel good. I knew that.
Today, I want to begin by asking you a question. What do sales and leadership have in common? Now, before you turn off the audio and run away because you think I'm just going to talk about sales and selling, don't do that. And here's why. I know already that so many people in management really have a terrible understanding of the sales process and what sales actually is. And so therefore, they say that, look, I never went into management, never went into leadership. I don't really dig this sales thing because salespeople are all pushy and they just are trying to get you to buy something. And I just don't want to even go there. And so they reject the sales process and the idea of sales because, frankly, they just have never been taught properly on how to look at it. I think that this aversion to sales and the word sales comes because most of us really are not very good at selling and we don't want to be in the sales business. And that's perfectly okay. That's probably not your job. Your job, if you're leading a group of people, your job is probably not to be selling stuff. In other words, you're not the person that's going to go to a prospect and convince them to buy something. You've got your people that you're working with, and that's a different thing. And I get that, and I totally understand it. But what I want to do is to show you what the word sales and what leadership have in common today. And I'm going to talk about a few really important concepts that I think will help you. The first thing is that I think you need to understand what the word sales actually means. It can be the act of selling a product for money. That can be one definition of it. But another definition of sales is the action of selling something. Now, that something could be all types of things. It could be a product for sure, but more importantly, for those of us in management, it's about selling ideas or selling ourselves. And so I want you to remember something very, very important for you to think about. And that is, how did you get your first job? You know what happened? You went and you had an interview and you may or may not have used a resume because you may have been too young to have a resume. But if you had a resume or you went to someone, What you did is that you convinced them that you were the right person for the right job. Now, what were you doing when you were convincing them? People will say, well, I wasn't selling, I was convincing. Well, there's no real difference. What you were doing is selling the strengths that you possess in order to get the job. So innately, we already know how to sell. Still don't believe me when you got your job? All right, let's talk about your first love. Were you really selling her? Were you complimenting her just because, hey, it was the right thing to do? No, you were selling the fact that you yourself had good thoughts and that you liked the other person. And you're trying to gain acceptance, approval. In reality, sales is always about gaining acceptance from the other person. I think one of the reasons why so many people fail in the job of sales, and I've trained tons of them, is really it's very simple. Number one, they believe that they're selling a product or a service. And you're not. I mean, at the end of the day, you're not. I don't care how good your product, I don't care how good your solution is. People aren't going to buy that. That's not why they spend money. People make decisions to give you approval based upon the fact that you were solving some problem that they may have. And that problem that they may have translates directly into our focus on Manager Mojo, and that's how to create managers who will be so good that other people will want to follow them, that they will lead their leaders that other people will want to follow. Well, why don't we really talk about this? Why is this not really even discussed? Well, my opinion is that it really starts way back in business school if you went to college. It's dry. Business is taught as a really dry discipline. And the reason is, okay, you got to understand financial statements. You got to understand income statements. You have to understand how business organization works. I get all of that, and that's all good. But you know what? What textbooks do is they have analyzed what happened in the past, and they're explaining why it worked in the past. And so what so many MBAs come out of school doing is that they think, okay, I've understood all the process, and therefore, I've got my degree, and therefore now I can be great at management, great at running companies, great at being a leader. And you know what happens, don't you? People show up. And you have to go in there and you have to work with people of all different ages, all different mindsets, all different attitudes, all different agendas. And you know what? Those darn things change all the time. It's like this big ocean of emotion. And this ocean of emotion is changing all day, every day, all year long. And managers get swamped by this ocean of emotion, and they try to fit it into their textbook, and they figure out, oh my God, these people don't think like I do. And so therefore, what in the world am I going to do? And we get off track because we're trying to fit people problems into a textbook. And the one thing that I understand very clearly, and I learned early in my own management career, is that I had to get better at dealing with people that didn't think like I did. It drove me crazy. I literally hated the idea that I was going to have to go in and work with a bunch of people that didn't have the same work ethic that I did. They weren't as ambitious as I was, and they just showed up to get a paycheck. Oh my God, I hated that. And guess what? They hated me because I hated the fact they were different than me. And oh my gosh, that is terrible for us to do in management and leadership. Thankfully, I started to listen and I began to understand that if I really and truly understood people and understood what their issues were, what their problems were, then I could begin to have some influence upon their life. And you know what? I really began to understand that what I was doing was influencing their actions, not mandating their action. Now, if I'm influencing action, what am I doing? I'm selling that I have an idea that will solve the problem that exists before us. And that type of selling, a lot of people really would prefer to call it influencing. As a matter of fact, I have an analytics business, and we have an assessment that we even call influencing skills. And, you know, influencing skills, okay, it's a nice, dressy way of saying that we're selling our ideas to somebody else. And you're never going to be powerful until you understand that your ability to sell your ideas and to sell solutions to other people is paramount to your success as a leader. So why don't people do it? Well, number one, they don't think they've had any sales training. They don't know what they're doing. But I'll tell you, you do. You actually had all the sales training you needed by the time you were 5 or 6 years old. How do I know that? You ever watched a 2 or 3 year old get what they want? For that matter, look at a baby. How does a baby get what they want? They cry. They're hungry. They want their diaper needs to be changed. They cry. What are they doing? They are persuading. They are influencing. They are selling their mom and dad to get off their butt and go change my diaper or feed me food. And we just get better and better and better at it. As a matter of fact, as the father of 2 daughters and now 3 granddaughters, I can tell you, most men will say, well, you know, man, I love little girls. I love them just like I do, but they just have old dad wrapped around their finger. You know, what are they really saying? They're saying, man, I'm telling you, those girls can sell me anything. In reality, our ability to influence others is already at major league levels. I mean, we are all stars at convincing other people to do things that we really want, but we have to be able to translate it into business in order to be affected. And why don't people do it at work? Well, I think that they're focused on risk. They're on risk. They're looking this ocean of emotion, and what's the risk? The risk is they're going to hate me and they're going to quit or they're not going to do the job. Well, risk is a part of management. It's a part of leadership. You have to risk to move forward. I love a quote that is attributed to the Arizona Cardinals head football coach, Bruce Arians. He says, "No risk it, no biscuit." And what he's really saying is, look, we're going to go for it. We're going to take a risk. We're going to take that risk because we want the positive outcome. And I absolutely love that because it encompasses risk. But how do you translate that into to business and into leadership? Well, for me, instead of no risk it, no biscuit, I have to look at it this way, and that is that no sales, no business. In other words, if you aren't selling products in your business, you aren't selling your services, you have no business. But if you aren't selling your ideas to your employees, you have no business. You have no team. You have no way of getting everybody on the same page. So we need to start embracing the idea of sales. We need to embrace the definition that sales is the action of selling something. Because if we begin to embrace that, then we can begin to actually capture our own strength and our own leadership ability. And then we will begin to be a lot better and a lot more fulfilled at our job, because guess what? People will be listening to us, and we will be much happier and better managers and leaders. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. Feel free to email me, steve@managermojo.com. I hope that you will join us on LEAD, our learning management system that allows you to learn how to be a leader. And I hope that you will have a fabulous week. Thank you for listening and look forward to talking on our next podcast. Thank you for joining me today. And if you've enjoyed this, I hope you'll take a few minutes, leave us a review on iTunes. I appreciate any and all comments that you have, and I look forward to you joining us next time.